it really does come down to the mindset of SEOs. And I think that, I mean, some of the biggest wins I've gained for businesses has been nothing that any tool has told me. It's just me talking to their customers.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, things that I think the problem is you don't know what you don't know, you know, and you're too reliant on tools to tell you what you don't know. But there is gaps that the tools are not telling you. And it's those yes. gaps you need to find out, because every other SEO on the planet is going after the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it goes far, far much deeper. It's not just creating quality content. You know, it has a purpose.
It does. It has a purpose. And here's where, you know, I worked with a great company called Hive Digital, and they had a massive client that does PCB design software, the largest PCB design software in the world. And they have this huge library of content. And the fascinating thing about it is that we had to develop all of these guidelines and processes to make edits to any piece of content. It had to go back to a subject matter expert who was savvy in the software, because after 6 months, the software changed, the technology changed, and the capabilities of the industry changed so much that just tweaking, you know, this section of content wasn't good enough, because stuff got out of date. And you could, you know, just doing regular SEO changes, you know, over time wasn't good enough, because, you know, you would sound like an idiot as the number one software brand in the world for this if your content didn't reflect that level of that expertise. And so we had to convince them to invest heavily in several on-staff subject matter experts who knew this software and this industry and were leaders in the industry and were the voices that people looked to. And that's the difference. Like hiring, you know, people from Colombia and hiring people from, you know, third world countries with geographic arbitrage sounds great as a business model. Oh, we're going to save so much money, you know, by creating content over there. But they're not subject matter experts. They might be competent or somewhat capable writers who can look at the training base of similar articles that exist and mash keys around and make something kind of similar. That's a very different proposition than having a person with a PhD, 10 years of experience, and they're working on the software every day. They're going to be able to speak to the problems and experiences of somebody using that software in an extremely authentic and unique and useful, valuable way that cannot be content managed. You can't have a team of writers that's going to come up with even half of the ideas of the subject matter expert. So you need an internal process to find those unique voices, the problem questions to start of, you know, talk to your support team as an SEO. Like if you're an in-house SEO or an agency and there is a support team, go through their tickets. For God's sake, those are the problems people are having for you to solve. And guess what? You solve those problems, you get a double ROI. You reach the people who aren't customers who have that problem, and you retain the users who would have bounced out because they couldn't do X with your software. You put an article that says, here's how to do X with the software, updated, maybe a short little video. This is it. And make sure you keep up with your UI, UX changes. You change the UI, make a new video. You gotta, because it's confusing otherwise. You, assuming that same training video is going to stick around when your product manager has changed the layout, move this tool over here, change this capability, you're gonna lose that retention rate, and that's going to cost you. And that's the other side of SEO ROI. There are soft ROI benefits to a fantastic SEO campaign. Reducing churn, increasing retention, enabling upsales. All three of those things are in the C-suite's mind of KPIs that they have on their sheet. How are we doing on retention? Is that going up? Is that going down? What does our churn look like? Is that rate going up? Is that rate going down? And upsets. Are we increasing the amount of revenue we get from our current customers, or is that decreasing? Those are three lines on your CEO's spreadsheet that you can strongly argue that you can have an effective SEO campaign to address. And if you're not thinking that way, you should be.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.